From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Hundreds of thousands in the Northeast are without electricity tonight because of a powerful storm moving through the region. Matt Sardi is with the National Weather Service. He says the storm is hitting the Northeast hard.
We've had wind gusts well in excess of 50 miles per hour in places, quite extensive damage reports, trees down, power lines down, that sort of thing. We've had a couple of fatalities and several injuries. So it's been a pretty potent storm.
Power outages stopped Amtrak service between Philadelphia and New York Saturday, and some 500 passengers on a commuter train in New Jersey found themselves stuck for hours because of the storm. President Obama spoke by telephone with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev on Saturday, and both sides say they are close to finalizing the replacement to the START nuclear arms reduction treaty. Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow on what's been holding up a final agreement.
The final negotiations have dragged on, with disagreements over linking cuts in offensive weapons to U.S. missile defense plans in Eastern Europe said to be the biggest issue. But the Russian statement was the most positive yet from either side. The Kremlin said both presidents were satisfied with progress at the negotiations in Geneva, and it is now possible to talk of a firm date for signing a treaty. Moscow and Washington originally hoped to conclude a deal before the 1991 START Pact expired in December, but now next month's Nuclear Non-Proliferation Conference in Washington is seen as the aim. The White House said the telephone conversation was encouraging and both leaders are committed to concluding an agreement soon. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
European Union says it's ready to impose unilateral sanctions on Iran if the United Nations fails to act. Terry Schultz has more on Europe's latest warning to Tehran over its disputed nuclear program.
Finnish Foreign Minister Alexander Stubb, who's hosting a meeting of foreign ministers from the EU and Turkey, emphasizes that the bloc prefers to see a strengthened sanctions resolution passed by the UN Security Council. But that requires the support of permanent members China and Russia, which often refuse to back tougher measures against Tehran for its pursuit of what many governments fear is a nuclear weapon. Stubb says if Security Council consensus fails, the EU is ready to go it alone. While the 27 member states don't all agree that more sanctions are needed to curb the Iranians' nuclear program, Stubb says there is what he called consensus enough to take action at the next foreign ministers' meeting March 22nd if the UN doesn't move first. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
There is a report out tonight that appears to cast doubt on an incident in which a California man had to have help in bringing his Toyota Prius under control after it reached speeds of 94 miles per hour. The Associated Press says it has obtained a memo that says federal and Toyota investigators who test drove the car could not replicate the problems the man said he encountered. This is NPR News. Former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger has been released from a hospital in South Korea where he spent about a day for treatment of stomach pains. A spokesman says Kissinger, who's now 86 years old, did not get any major treatment such as surgery, but he didn't elaborate any further. Kissinger arrived in Seoul earlier in the week to attend a security forum. Tens of thousands of protesters wearing red shirts have swarmed Thailand's capital of Bangkok. They want the government to dissolve parliament and call for new elections. Otherwise, protest leaders say there will be more protests in the coming week. The protesters back former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, who was ousted in a coup back in 2006. The media rights group Reporters Without Borders is adding Australia to its list of countries that threaten internet freedom. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports on what prompted the move.
Australia now joins other countries like Russia and Turkey on the Reporters Without Borders watch list of countries it says are under surveillance on its Internet Enemies list. The listing comes after the Australian government unveiled a plan to block access to websites featuring material such as rape, drug use, and child sex abuse. Critics say the plan is good intention, but it's also a misguided measure that will harm civil liberties. A senior manager at Google says there's a possibility that some of the content prohibited could simply be socially and politically controversial. But Australia's communications minister says the filter will only apply to things like child pornography and won't be used to block other material. The listing is one step below the category Reporters Without Borders calls enemies of the internet, the countries it considers the 12 worst web freedom violators. These include China, Burma, and North Korea. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.